Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. It is Monday. Hallelujah. We made it through another Sunday and a start of the week. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's Monday, December 21st, 2020. And I'm back here with the word of encouragement. I am Evangelist Faye. God bless you. Heavenly Father, as we get into the word, let the Holy Spirit gather you and keep you going for the rest of the week. God, we know this is a season of giving and being around family and friends, but with COVID, it's preventing a lot of that. Lord, let the Holy Spirit continue to be within us during these trying times. We pray and give honor to you forever and ever. Amen. My topic is today, reset your life and faith. Amen. Amen. Let me go ahead and start. You know, it said, you know, what we need to reset our life. You know, you've been going for days, weeks, and you wonder if you're in a slump or you're just going through a phase. But what if God in all his sovereignty lead us to vulnerable places? What if all along he is allowing us to run out of steam so that we can finally stop? Perhaps, maybe you've been sensing something isn't right, that there's a whole lot of going on in the world and you feel far removed. Or maybe you've been smack dab in the middle of it, spinning your wheels so fast you dug a rut in the sand. Well, sister, brother, what if a reset is what you need? And what does that really mean? Well, one, to set back to the initial state, that's one. Two, to set anew. Three, to adjust again after initial failure. That's what the reset is. Allowing the Lord to set us back to our initial state, the state we were in right after we put our trust in him, might be the exact kind of reset we need. Think about it. Those first days of getting to know the Savior or spending time with him or being overjoyed with a new life, what if getting back to more of a child faith would make all the difference? Let's not forget the place from which we began, delivered from sin and death and made alive in Christ. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 4:20-24, New King James Version, it says, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. How different would our lives be if we asked God to set things anew and sincerely meant it? Would our daily routines look the same? Would our attitudes remain as they are? 2 Corinthians 5:17, New King James Version. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Giving ourselves permission to hit reset is more about living as a new creature in Christ and less about trying to muddle through life on your own. We don't have to remain the same in the same old place, entangled in the same old sin. Those things have passed away. We can choose to start over each and every morning. Amen. Amen. So if you're sensing from the Holy Spirit that you need a real and lasting change in heart and mind, I encourage you to spend some unheard time in that secret, quiet place where you can meet with God. Our own Savior met with the Father in prayer and prayed for all of us who are kept by Him. And in the prayer, He was specific about the things needed to live in this world, but not be of it. And that's in John 17:11-19, the New King James Version. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. Just as I'm not of the world, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I'm not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. John 17:11-19, New King James Version. Could it be that the reset we are looking for is really occasion to be made holy as He is holy? If you're like me, the word sanctification feels too big to comprehend. As Christians, we hear it dozens of times, but we still don't get it. Life gets in the way, and soon we realize that we are deeply ingrained in the stuff of the earth. Let's keep in mind each day when we raise, God's mercies are renewed toward us. Let's be assured that when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive. 1 John 1:9. We can remove the falsehoods. will come to believe by clinging to the word of truth, we can revise our habits so that the destructive ones no longer have a place. We can, in a sense, push a restart button on the circuit of our hearts by simply recommitting everything to Him and asking Him to reorder our priorities. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God for this. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Are you ready to push that reset button in faith and life? Remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He got this. He got you. And it's going to be an amazing year, 2021. I hope this word has gotten to you and really think about things. Do not bring in 2019 with your 2021. Pray to the Lord. Get closer to Him. Let God guide you. Let the Holy Words be your reference and your guide. Again, I'm Evangelist Faye, and may God bless you. And I have another word on Wednesday. Take care, and I love you. God bless.